a wind chill advisory kicks in at 10 a.m. on this very, very cold Ash Wednesday in the city. Good morning. Grab your shovel and your ice scraper. You'll need it this morning as today's temperatures are plummeting. But the good news is you don't have to expect much more snowfall around Indy after last night's accumulation. Now, after you get things cleared away, you should be good for a bit as long as you slow down on your driving once you're out there. The high is only expected to be about 13 degrees, but the wind chill will make it feel like 5 to 15 below zero. Think hats, mittens, drips in your sinks, and checking on Grandma and Pop-Pop. Some schools to the south of our metro area are closed or delayed. Check out that list on our web. Also, it was a violent night in Indy. Two people are dead and one is injured after a shooting on the near southeast side. Police say two male victims were found lying dead on Harlan Street last night. Another man was found shot in the throat in a convenience store parking lot. He's believed to be in critical but stable condition. Now, we don't know the motive, but the police would like to speak with you if you know anything at 262-TIPS. A man accused of trying to shoot an IMPD officer is behind bars. Officials say Timothy Schoonover led Hamilton County Police on a chase after he was caught shoplifting at the Fisher's Walmart. An IMPD officer picked up the chase when it entered into Marion County. Officials say Schoonover fired at the officer as he ran away after crashing near Benford Boulevard and East 62nd Street, but he missed. One person is being questioned in the theft of items from police cars. One car burglarized was also set on fire. Indy Metro Police arrested Christopher Byrne yesterday following a tip provided by Greenwood Police. They say they found a stolen rifle in his apartment and other items stolen from a police vehicle last fall. Now, Byrne's girlfriend was also taken into custody for questioning. Now, sometimes the alleged crooks wear uniforms. The former chief of the Greensburg Police Department is accused of stealing $73,000 from the evidence room and gambling it away. Stacy Chasteen turned herself in yesterday. Officials say the money was part of an investigation into an illegal massage parlor from back in 2012. A police department employee noticed the money was gone shortly after Chasteen abruptly resigned last November, prompting an investigation by Indiana State Police. An appeals court is overturning the conviction of a woman imprisoned for killing an Indianapolis pastor. Back in May 2014, Lori Ann Barcroft was found guilty but mentally ill in the murder of Reverend Jamon Eisenminger. The Indiana Court of Appeals ordered a new trial yesterday, saying the trial court committed fundamental errors by taking into account Barcroft's request for an attorney as evidence of her sanity. Legislation that could remove State Superintendent Glenda Ritz as chairman of the Indiana State Board of Education is moving forward. Now, the Senate voted yesterday to allow the Board of Ed to select its own leader instead of automatically being run by the state school's chief. Some say this is an orchestrated move that's the result of the strained and often adversarial relationship between Governor Pence and the democratically elected Ritz. The measure now heads to the House. A former Washington Township employee faces charges of theft and official misconduct. Raven Harvell was arrested yesterday at her Northside home in connection to an ongoing criminal investigation. Harvell formerly worked for the Small Claims Court. Attorney General Eric Holder wants a national moratorium on executions. Holder said at the National Press Club yesterday he's calling on all states to put the death penalty on hold until the Supreme Court rules in a capital punishment case later this year. Oklahoma death row inmates are challenging the state's lethal injection procedures. The White House says some 11.4 million people signed up for Obamacare during the three-month enrollment period. More than 11 million Americans now have private health insurance through the Affordable Care Act. Tuesday, the president said Obamacare was working better than anticipated. A new CNN poll says a majority of Americans think House Speaker John Boehner is out of pocket. They think he should have consulted with the president before inviting Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu to speak before Congress. The poll surveyed over 1,000 adults. Most of those surveyed say They also think that the U.S. shouldn't take a side in the Israeli-Palestinian conflict. Back here at home, the NFL scouting combine kicks off this Friday from Lucas Oil Stadium. College kickers, offensive linemen, and tight ends are already here in town, while quarterbacks, wide receivers, and running backs arrive today. Defensive players are set to arrive tomorrow and Friday. And congrats to a Beagle named Miss P. She's the top dog at the 139th Westminster Kennel Club Dog Show. The four-year-old pup beat out more than 2,700 competitors to be awarded Best in Show at the prestigious event. Did you know the Westminster is the second largest continuously running sporting event in the U.S.? It's second only to the Kentucky Derby. So if you ever make it to Jeopardy, now you know. And speaking of your pooches and other pets, a special note from Indianapolis Animal Care and Control. They're saying if it's too cold for you to be outside, it's too cold for your animals. The agency has responded to nearly 200 calls of neglect this month alone, many of the cases involving animals left outside. Yesterday, a dog was rescued after being found frozen to the ground on Indy's northwest side. Bring them in, and you bundle up yourself and all of your loved ones. Today's high is 13. I'm Kim Wells, and despite these plunging temps, make it a great day as you listen to us all day on Indy's Inspiration and Praise Station, AM 1310 The Light, and right here online at praiseindy.com.